Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, our next story is going to strike fear into any brides to be. Maggie is on the line to tell her story about her engagement ring. Afternoon to you, Maggie. You were in Cork for your hen.
Yeah, that was Saturday evening. I went down to Cork actually on Friday with my bridesmaids, but the whole gang of us kind of congregated then on Saturday for activities and whatnot. And we ended up then in Dwyer's on Washington Street for some food and drinks and dancing then into the early hours.
And then you realise, oh my God, the wedding or the engagement ring is gone. First of all, people will be wondering, how does that happen? So what do you think happened?
Yeah. So I actually didn't notice until Sunday morning, waking up in the hotel roughly around 9 o'clock. And, you know, we were in the room, we were kind of tidying up, getting ready, down for breakfast and packing away our stuff. When I noticed it, because obviously I was getting dressed and I was getting ready to put on my finger and I noticed it wasn't there. So we did a tidy up of the room, absolutely no sign of it. Then started to kind of panic a bit when I couldn't find it when tidying up, start checking through the bins, underneath the bed in case it rolled anywhere, under the furniture, you know, yourself, in the toilet. And then I said, I wonder, did I lose it last night? So I started asking my bridesmaids who were staying with me in the hotel if anyone had any photos from last night, just so I could kind of retrace my steps and see, could we get a picture of like when it was on my hand versus when it wasn't. And sure enough, we found two pictures within a half an hour of each other, one at roughly around 1:45 with the ring on my finger, and then one at around 2:15 with no ring on my finger. So it was that kind of half an hour time slot that we reckon I lost it. Now, we were sitting in one area and dancing in one area in Dwyer's, and obviously I went to the toilet during that time as well. So I'm not ruling out that it could have come off my hand while washing my hands. Obviously, it was a very hot night. I know people have said, you know, because of the sweat, it might have come off. But usually with engagement rings, it's the opposite. You know, your fingers would swell, so it would actually have been more difficult to come off. I've been engaged for 2 years, and in that time, the ring has never come off my finger by its own accord.
This is like, for people listening, this is like the ultimate fear on a Sunday morning, or the ultimate hangover to have this.
And to make it worse, Shane, as well, is I'm actually living in Scotland. My fiance, I've been in Scotland for the last 10 years doing teaching. And I actually only flew home especially for my hen and to collect my wedding dress. So I'm due to go back to Scotland on Monday. It's just... as you can say, you couldn't make up the story.
Makes it even more difficult. Is there a chance it could have been robbed, do you think?
I don't know. I guess all I can think of is if it came off my hand and by some twist of fate, like landed on the floor or was kicked, you know, into a corner, if someone found it, might they have picked it up? I don't know. All I know is as soon as we noticed, we started ringing Dwyer's. They opened up at 12 the following morning. We were literally there as they were opening up the door. We asked if we could check the bins out the back. We were on the streets of Cork in 29 degree heat looking through bins. We couldn't find anything. And I mean, the only other thing is, did it go down a sink? I know some people have suggested. Did someone see it on the ground and it got picked up? If, you know, the floor swept twice and it wasn't found in that time. It's actually a mystery. I don't know what's to come of it.
And I was going to say you should be a detective because you've been quite forensic in this. The fact that someone had the idea to go through pictures from the night out and have a timestamp of a half an hour, and also rooting through the bin bags as well.
Yeah, I know. We're like mad women out the back of the wires on Sunday morning. But I've also been to like local Garda stations. I physically went into Anglesey myself. Just, you know, to make a description of the ring, if anyone had happened to find it and hand it in there rather than back to Dwyer's. I don't know what else to do. I've obviously shared it on some Facebook and Instagram feeds as well, just to, if anyone was there on the night that might have seen something or can remember us out or even have their own photographs maybe with timestamps on. me in the background with a ring in my hand if I was dancing. I don't know.
Now, I know you're going to tell me all engagement rings are good, but is this a good engagement ring?
Yeah, it is. It's 18 carat white gold halo ring. And obviously, you know, you can't put a price on something like as sentimental as an engagement
True.
Ring.
True. But also it's worth a few quid as well.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did your fiancé take the news when you say, honey, I lost the ring?
Yeah, I rang him on the drive home from Cork on Sunday. Obviously, we were all feeling very depressed. So there was definitely a few tears shed. I mean, he was as understandable as he could be. And just trying to comfort me because he knew, obviously, you know, he wasn't there in person and was just asking the same questions as you have, you know, in relation to retracing my steps and where it could have ended up and just, yeah, trying to solve the mystery, really.
Well, we can try and help solve the message or the mystery by putting out this message. Just to be clear, this was last Saturday night in Dwyer's.
Yeah, Saturday night in the, technically, if I'm saying quarter past, it was in the early hours of Sunday morning.
True.
Which has been the 12th of July,
True, absolutely. Well, you wouldn't be the first person to be up that late on your hen party. What is your what's your appeal then for our Lunchtime Live listeners?
I just, if anyone was in Dwyer's in Cork on Saturday night, Sunday morning, that might have seen a ring on the floor or seen someone pick something up or indeed have like photographs themselves, but maybe me and my bridal party in the background, that they could get in contact to give us more information to try and piece this together. Yeah. Or if anyone has picked it up and, you know, they've taken it away with them, or maybe at the time thought it might have been costume jewellery, or please hand it back in. And
description of the ring, you told me 18 carat. What does it look like?
It's a halo ring, which means it's got a diamond in the middle and then kind of mini diamonds around that, and it's white gold.
God. Okay, well, listen, we're all hoping and praying you get the ring back, Maggie. Thank you very much. If anyone can help in Cork, feel free to get in touch with us and we'll pass on the details as well. Apart from that, happy wedding, Maggie. I know it's happening later this year. I hope you have your engagement ring.
Thank you so much, Shane. I really appreciate it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.